This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. It says there, "And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love." End of quote. Many people around the world are afraid of God. I witnessed people trying to appease the wrath of God in many times. They think God is primarily angry and wrathful. I talked to a few good Eastern religion friends in my college days who were always worried about the wrath and anger of God. Many of them could not believe God is love. The Bible, the Word of God, describes several nature and attributes of God. God is holy. God is all-powerful. God is all-knowledgeable. God is all-present. And God is love. The Bible says God is love 2 times in our chapter in 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 and 16. You see, if you and I love someone, when we visit them, we give gifts to them as a token of our love toward them. God continually expresses His love toward us. Bible says in James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." End of quote. God, because of His love, gives us good and perfect gifts every day. You see, God causes the sun to rise on the evil people and good people, and He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew 5:45. It does not matter if a person is good or bad. Both get light and heat from the sun every day. Both get rain in its season. Due to the sun comes up every day and rain in its season, we have plants, vegetables, and other food items to sustain our lives and gives us energy. It is God's gift that we open our eyes, wake up, and get out of that bed every day and go to schools, colleges, and works. It is God's gift that we breathe every second. The moment we stop breathing, we die and return to the dust. You and I lived thus far, had clothes to wear and food to eat and decent health, all because of God's loving gift toward us. Beloved, we should be thankful to God every day for His love, shouldn't we? If someone hurts or insults us, usually we hurt and insult them back. Or at least we would make sure we do not deal with them anymore. If God had treated us like we do, then we would have already perished a long time ago, didn't we? However, you see, God is different. His love for us is perfect. There is no lacking in His love. Jesus said this, "If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Matthew 5:46. You see, the heavenly Father is perfect and He loves us perfectly. God says in the book of Jeremiah 31 verse 3, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you." End of quote. Isaiah 54:10, God says this, "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you." End of quote. You see, God says to you that His steadfast love shall not depart from you, no matter what. Dearly beloved, we know how to love others only because God first loved us and revealed His love toward us. Apart from God's love, we will never really know how to love one another. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Instead, we will be hating and killing each other. However, do you know, my dearly beloved friend, the most amazing, incredible, incomparable matter of God's love? You can see this on the cross of Calvary, where God the Father allowed His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die cruelly and painfully by shedding His sinless blood for the remission of your sins. By sending His Son to this world as our sacrificial lamb for all of your sins, God revealed His love to all of us yet more in a most profound way, didn't He? It is so amazing that God demonstrated His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. When we were enemies to God, when we all walked in our disobedience to the Creator God and loving Father in heaven, when we were without hope and heading toward eternal punishment for our sins and rebelliousness, God placed all your sins and iniquities and rebelliousness on His sinless Son, Jesus Christ, and He became a true sacrificial lamb for all of us. Dearly beloved, Christ is the Savior of the whole world. He is not the Savior of just one group of people called Christians. Yes, He is the Savior of the entire world. Salvation and everlasting life available in Jesus Christ are free for us if we come to Christ and accept Him as our Savior and Lord. But as you now figured out, it costed a huge price for God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?" Hebrews 2:3. Beloved, I sure do not want to ignore such a great and costly salvation, do you? God is bidding you to come to His Son Jesus Christ now. If you say with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10:9. No doubt you shall be saved, period. Bible says, whoever call upon the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. Romans 10:13. Beloved, never doubt the love of God for you. God says in Isaiah 49:15 to 16, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." End of quote. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray with me. Father in heaven, I believe the word spoken to me today. I believe you love me in providing my needs thus far in my life. I also believe your Son, Jesus Christ, died and rose again for my sins. I accept your love and your Son, Jesus Christ, into my life today. Please save me with your perfect love. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, grace, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.